Sorry, we're late. I was just in rehearsals on how to pronounce the name of the production that's coming up at the Berkshire Opera Festival, which is continuing its second season. It is Strauss's Ariadne auf Naxos.
Bravo.
Okay, thank you very much. I promised him I would screw it up, so I now feel like I haven't done my duty. Following its widely acclaimed inaugural season, the Berkshire Opera Festival will present three fully staged performances August 26th, 29th, and September 1st at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. To tell us more, we welcome co-founder and director Jonathan Loy and singers Sam Schultz and Adriana Zambala. Thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you all here.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you very much. All right, sir, let us begin with you, Mr. Co-founder Jonathan Loy. How did this all come about? I assume you have to have a really good first season to say, yes, we're going to go do a second season.
Yeah, you have to have money, too. Brian and I met.
right, that doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt.
No.
Brian and I met almost 20 years ago now in Pittsburgh, and we hit it off instantly. We've stayed friends, and we have always wanted to do something together. And fast forward, long story short, in 2014 we incorporated the company, gave ourselves 2 years to fundraise, and put on Butterfly to critical and financial success. And had cast this show actually even before we opened Butterfly, just because in order to get the singers that we needed to do this production, it had to be done.
Why this particular production, and how does it work for your company?
Sure.
Or why does it work for
your company? Yeah, the part of the mission of the company is to explore the entire operatic repertoire. So we did Butterfly, which was not top five, but had a name recognition. And then we knew that whatever the second season was could not be part of the standard rep. Now, while people that are in the business know Ariadne, it's also a show that garners a lot of attention from the press. We got a lot of different orchestra players that wanted to play this piece with us. It was very important not to do standard rep, and we're not a standard rep company.
And that was important for you in that idea of not being a standard rep.
Correct. We had to set that precedent now, because if we had done Bohème this season, we'd be doing that 10 years from now, because that's the standard, that's the expectation you set up for the public.
Okay, so let me go to two of the performers here, and we'll begin with Sam. As far as of doing a work like this, what does this mean to you? And in looking at it as an artist, is saying, oh, this is something I can really sink my teeth into, as it were.
Yeah, my professional debut actually was in this show, but as a different role, the Perückenmacher, or wig maker, as they say, which I had three lines that I still remember, but it's a lot of fun to get to do Harlequin, which is a character of historical significance as far as the Commedia dell'arte, and it's really exciting to get to explore different character relationships and try to cheer people up with my character.
He cheers me up with it.
So same question for you, Adriana.
I'm playing the role of the composer, and it's a pants role, which means that I'm playing a male character,
yep,
which is something I'm doing often and with my particular voice. And this is a role that I've been doing this for a little bit over 20 years, and it's my ninth or 10th pants role, and it's one that, because it's not programmed all that often, I thought it had sort of passed me by, and I was really sorry to have missed the opportunity to, as you said, sink my teeth into it, because I knew it was that kind of role. And the pleasure, the joy, the satisfaction of just learning it was deeply rewarding. To now be in a production that is with so much dimension and color and shimmer and beauty and humor and depth is extraordinary. That's the cherry on top, and it's what we all hope for, and it's what we love, and we can't wait to share it.
That idea of sharing it obviously is very exciting. How have you built your audience over the last two seasons?
we're a small budget for an opera company. We're extremely lean, so the marketing budget is not huge. So we rely on word of mouth and do all the marketing. As you say, we are an underwriter of WAMC. We spend money where we can,
yeah,
and people need to talk about us. We expect and we hope that the press in the Berkshires and the media outlets are kind enough to tout us and come see what we're doing and spread the word. Because people need to see what people, I think when people get into the theater, they'll go, I've never seen any or heard anything like this in the Berkshires before.
Yeah.
The quality is of the highest level.
Mm-hmm. When you put it into the artistic landscape of the Berkshires this time of year, mm-hmm. you also have a nice niche in, for opera and bringing in, obviously, Tanglewood and what they do. But it is
we're the only fully producing opera company in the Berkshires, there was not any after 2009. And I have a lot of family from here, so I've been coming to the Berkshires my entire life. So I thought it was actually unfair that there was an opera here. And so Brian and I, that's our mission, bring fully produced opera back to the Berkshires.
For the two of you as performers, what do you think with companies like this, meaning that here's my delicate way of saying, there's plenty of roles for you out there? I mean, opera is alive and well, and you are it's good for you to go out and do stuff.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes. Is that a question?
Yes. Well, meaning, is it good? I mean, are these companies surviving, and it's a good marketplace to go out and to find work for? I'm worried about you. That's my question. I'm worried about you. I just want to make sure you have plenty of work.
I see. Well, that's a very big question. That's a very comprehensive.
That's why it took me like 12 minutes. Yeah. To figure it out.
If I were to try to put that in a nutshell, it's never an easy business. There's nothing that's ever been easy about this business. I don't think there ever will be anything that's easy about it. So your worry is well placed for all aspiring artists and all working artists, which is. I mean, really, to get to the heart of it, to step away from the business aspect of it, which is why we're so grateful for the work that we do, and we can't do the work that we try to do without being in love with it. The fact that we get to do this and do it at the level and where we in a company like this one is so extraordinary because the market is incredibly difficult.
Yeah.
You can have all your ducks in a row. You can be talented and well trained, and it's still a pretty tricky thing.
I just want to add to that you know, it's really important for Brian. When we started this company in 2014, in a way, it was a challenge for me and Brian because we said there were companies closing. There were a lot of companies closing after the 2009. We said if we could actually create a company and have it get a season up and then have a second, I think there's proof that opera is alive and well, and that there is a place for it, and to continue to nurture it. And also for us, setting up a company that pays artists well, that treats artists with respect, and that's the whole purpose of what we do. And obviously besides presenting opera to the public in the Berkshires.
Well, and I think that's partly why this show for all of us involved has particular significance. This show is about the going
putting
up
on a show.
Of a show. And the circumstances of this particular show being put on are less than ideal for, I think, most people in their mind frame as the prologue happens. You have two different companies essentially being forced together to simultaneously do a show. And sometimes in the business, that's what it feels like.
Yes.
And you do things you aren't necessarily comfortable with, or you feel like you know what you're doing. But at the end of the day, we create art and we help lift people up out of their circumstances that may not be ideal to them. And that's, I think, why we, at the
yes.
end of the day,
and,
do what we do.
And Ariadne is about what is art at its highest
yeah.
level. What is art? And then there are 1,000 layers.
Right.
Then what is love? And a million other things in between that.
For this company, and when you bring it together for these performances on the 26th, the 29th, and the 1st, the 26th, of course, being tomorrow night, I assume you're thinking ahead of so what do we do next year?
Mm-hmm. We're announcing tomorrow
oh,
in the program.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah. And it's already been cast for 6 months. already.
Is that normal for it to be that far out?
Yeah, and actually we're a little on the short side, but I mean, the Met, they're casting 5 years in advance.
Right.
Yeah. But we usually get who we need about a year or so out.
So, and that's regardless of knowing how, I mean, we know you're going to sell it and everything's going to be great and it's going to be fantastic. But
with your help.
They couldn't see my eye roll.
No, right. But a meeting, you have to sort of commit to all of that, not knowing how
that
goes.
That's the scariest part for me and Brian, that you're bringing artists in. For me, my biggest fear in life of doing this is to fail and not be able to pay. That is what scares the out of me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Brian and I do this because we believe in it, and it's what we do in life. And the risk is enormous, personally for us. Because if it fails, we take our careers out with us. So there's a reason we do it. And people, when they come tomorrow night, and the 29th and the 1st, they'll see why.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When you look at the audience that was here, and you mentioned a couple of times 2009, but do we have a good opera audience here?
I think so. And you know, since we opened, we've more than tripled our donor base. I think people were. I don't want anyone to think that we don't need money, but people were throwing money at us after they saw Butterfly.
Yeah.
You know, part
all arts organizations need like 10 times the money they have, right? I mean, and that's like the general.
Every day we don't have enough money.
Right.
And every day we're pulling our hair out and you're not selling enough tickets.
Think an arts organization is flush.
Ever. Right. But, you know, that's the life. That's
right.
What it is.
So, and then for the two of you, then what's next?
Go ahead, Sam.
Great. I'm going to do another Boheme, which I'm very excited about, at Utah Opera in Salt Lake City. And, you know, you think that those really well-known operas are, once you've done it once, twice, 10 times, that it would become laborious, but it is such amazing music and such an amazing story. The reason opera has stuck around so long is that it is just the most incredible storytelling and the most life-giving music that I'll cry on stage at the end of Butterfly or Boheme any day. Yeah.
I'm getting ready to sing Carabino in The Marriage of Figaro for the, I think, 12th time in October. That's my favorite and most often performed role. I have a world premiere coming up in Opera Colorado, some Spanish opera in San Diego. I'll be in Boston for Beethoven's 9th at Orchestra Hall in October. Recording of Dominic Argento songs next May. So good things happening.
That's great.
But I would say to all listeners, if you think somehow or for some reason that opera is not for you, please, you're the people we want to see, because I promise you will not be sorry. And this opera and opera is for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Ariadne
Auf
Naxos, thank you very much. And what am I going to do with you without you? When you leave, I'm like pretty much
screwed
here.
I'm staying all day.
I still have another hour and a half to get through this nonsense. Being performed August 26th, 29th, and September 1st at the Colonial Theater. You can find out more information by going to BerkshireOperaFestival.org, BerkshireOperaFestival.org. Jonathan Loy is the co-founder and director. I wish you all the luck in the world, sir.
Thank you
very much. Thank you for sharing and for doing the great work in the community. I appreciate it.
Can I invite Alan Chartok to come to this opera? I know he doesn't like it, but I know that he would love it.
I've heard that he
you
was
and your
the
wife
first
are welcome.
One to buy opening night tickets. So, Dr. Chartok, I'm looking forward to seeing you at the show.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, and after a segment, I'll give you his address, and you can just pick him up.
Excellent.
Over. Yeah, excellent. It won't put up that much of a fight. Sam Schultz, Adriana Zabala, I thank you very much. What a delight to meet you.
Thanks so
thank
much.
You both.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.